Storm is possible somewhere, I guess, but there will be lots of sunshine. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, low to mid-90s both days. Rain chances not quite zero, but close. And then isolated showers possible on Thursday and Friday, but I wouldn't bet the farm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Well, we're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. And, you know, I'm getting used to the new place, living in it, starting to feel more and more like home. This house I'm renting for the time being, just renting. But y'all lay down some new carpet in there, and it's a Mohawk product, right?
It is, and it should have that Smart Strand or Forever Strand, either one of them comes with the lifetime stain warranty, so anything you put in the carpet should come back out of.
Well, I have to say, there's something about fresh carpet. Yeah, if you've ever seen Die Hard, folks, where he's flying out to Los Angeles and the guy in the plane's like, hey, just, you know, crunch your toes, like, into the carpet, you know, like, grab the carpet with your toes, like, and your feet, and it'll make you relax into the room. And that, I was doing that this weekend. It was like, I was watching a movie, crunching my toes in, and that carpet's soft, it feels good on the feet, and you're just walking around in your socks. I love it. Yeah, it's a great, great product. And to know that it's got that stain warranty, that's fantastic.
Can you smell it?
Smell it?
As soon as you walk in,
you know,
smell
it. Carpet, that new carpet smell?
Yeah, yeah. Actually,
as soon as
yes.
You walk in, yeah.
Yes, and I like it compared to the old carpet.
You can't smell that no more?
Nope, gone. Been gone for like the last 20 years.
Wow.
I can. People come in and say, oh, it smells like new carpet. I'm like, really?
Oh, you're so used to it.
Hey, Ray, I'll bring you some used carpet. There. I bet you can smell that.
Yeah, oh, no, I pulled some nasty carpet out before that. It's like, oh, it's so bad that the installers call me and say, I can't put it in my van.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to send the dump trailer, throw it in the dump trailer. That's when you take kills and you kills the slab.
Yep.
If you ever have a rental and they have a dog that just gone nuts in the house, if you will take kills and actually spread it over the slab, it locks in that odor. So if the next tenant has a dog, they will not smell it.
Oh, really?
Because if they smell it, they will try to cover it up.
Exactly.
Whew. That's just a quick little cheap tidbit because it don't cost us what, $40.
Yeah, for some kills?
In a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, and folks, if you take the time to call 285-8117, it could be for aesthetic concerns like, hey, I want a new look of a new floor, but maybe that carpet is really worn out. It is a little stanky. We all have our own smells.
Mm-hmm.
When you put that new carpet down, you not only get the new carpet smell, but it feels like a brand new room. It really is worth that telephone call at 285-8117. It's all in the name, Prattville Carpet, but y'all do more than carpet. I mean, hardwood, traditional hardwood, laminate, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile for the floor, backsplash or a bathroom. You really do it all there. And y'all will bring samples here at that free and home consultation, right?
We will, actually. And I had a lady from Fitzpatrick call and ask, will y'all come to Fitzpatrick? And I said, yes, ma'am, we will. We'll have somebody out there today. Because she was interested in the 12-month same as cash. She wants us to come out, measure it, look at it, give her suggestions, and then they're going to come in and pick out what they want.
There you go.
So don't forget about the 12-month same as cash because it's a really good deal. You don't have to pay for it all up front. It's small monthly payments. But just try to get it paid off in that 12 months.
Now, that's fantastic. So you don't have to break the bank in order to get that brand new feel on your floor. Folks, again, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them that you heard Ray here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray.
Thank you. More News and Views when we come back. Second hour begins in mere moments. Bobby, coming to you right after the break.
Hello, this is Chase, General Manager of Second Chance Auto Sales in the capital city of Montgomery, Alabama. When it comes to advertising our business, Blue Water Broadcasting is our number one choice. We have used Blue Water for several years, and they have definitely helped increase traffic into our business. I definitely recommend giving Blue Water a call for all your marketing needs.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. there were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
I got David Little from Chuck and Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily. If you need a gift, we've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We got Vertical Go hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Officially kicking off the second hour here. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And Bobby called at the end of last hour, so let's get right to him. He's been very patient. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joey. Somebody that no one's thought about is he's going to select Michelle Obama.
Now that would be quite a curveball, and I think it'd be a heck of a pick.
It'd be a slam dunk.
Her approval ratings are sky high. Now part of that's because she's not been explicitly in politics,
right?
So those would come down as she started politicking seriously on the issues. But that would be a very scary pick for the Trump team if it was Michelle Obama.
I would honestly change my money and put Biden for the win. Because she's got such a following that she would have, and
right,
there would be no stopping it.
That's the reason they're going to pick her?
I don't think they will. I don't think she'd take it, to be honest. She's kind of let it be known she's kind of had enough of all that, and I just don't think she'd take
well,
it.
Well, let's just keep in mind, anybody Biden picks, it's like the heir apparent. I mean, it really is that type of choice, and we haven't had a choice like that for VP in ever or but quite some time.
If she were to be chosen, she would have the opportunity to have more, first female president, first black president, first female black president. I mean, and there'd be so many firsts. If she were really interested in doing it, I think she would have come forward by now. I just think she's got no interest.
Well, if she does get the pick, I'm going to start a group called Dudes for Junk Food.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Bobby. 272-9228. What do you think of that, Jack, a Michelle Obama pick?
I've been processing it. I really don't know. I don't know if it is a slam dunk for Biden or if it's a slam dunk for the president, Trump. I don't know. Hmm. There's a lot of people, there are even Democrats that think that Barack Obama is an albatross in the party. I don't know.
Well, real quick story before we go back to the phones, 272-9228 if you want to get in. This came out, I believe, on late Friday, so we weren't able to get to it Friday morning. It came out Friday night. Do you remember the hack that happened not too long ago where it was like, send us Bitcoin and we'll send you more Bitcoin back? And it was like Joe Biden's account. It was all these big name accounts who did this, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos. Well, Twitter's worst hack ever began months earlier with a teenager on a telephone. This is according to an indictment filed last Friday by federal authorities charging three males in connection with the episode. The three were charged in connection with the July 15th hack, including a 17-year-old juvenile whom authorities have accused of masterminding the scam. You know, I was telling my grandfather over the weekend, the only time I've ever gone into a public high school, ever since I graduated myself, I graduated from Catholic, a private school, but at the end of my tenure at Auburn, I had a class called the Community Engagement. And we went over to Beulah's high school, I believe, and our task was to sit down with about 10 to 15 kids, ask them about their experience, are they learning in school, what do they think of their school, and whatnot. Of course, my tactic, Jack, was the two young ladies I went with and drove over to the school with, they had all these worksheets and questionnaires for the kids to fill out.
Right.
And I'm like, that's the last thing these high school kids want to do.
Thank you, Joey.
So I just sat down in a conference room with like these 10 or 12 kids and went, how many of y'all think school sucks?
And 10 hands went up.
And all of them were like, yeah. And I'm like, I agree. School does suck. But you do need to make something of your life. What are you passionate about in your life? You can't just be a bump on the log.
Girls.
And this younger black kid looked at me and goes, I'm too smart for school. That's why it sucks. And I'm like, oh, you're too smart for school. How are you too smart for school? And he said he had to be 16, 17. And he said, I hack computers. And I go, oh, really? And I had him sit there and explain it. I'm like, you got any computer science classes here at this high school? And he said, no. But it doesn't surprise me that it's a young kid, a 17-year-old, who masterminded this hack of Twitter. That it's quite something. You think, oh, is it the Russians? Is it the Chinese? Yeah. Not just some 17-year-old in Florida.
Testosterone and time, baby.
And that's what's absolutely nuts right now is that it used to take a nation state. It used to take a massive government to do these sorts of things. And now it can be some kid with a couple buddies, being a little creative. And some of these kids are too smart for school and they're bored.
You never hacked into your school system to try to change grades or anything like that?
No, I didn't even have to try.
Did you know anybody that?
No, not a Catholic.
Yeah, privilege. I mean, white privilege.
272-9228, but these youngsters were able to hack Biden, Elon Musk, Apple itself, Apple's Twitter. I mean, it was quite a hack. So for it to come, I think it's funny that that was the headline, though. A 17-year-old perpetrated this hack and this attack.
But I think that's a lot of hackers. Aren't they really young? They're not, generally older people. They're real young people that, for whatever reason, computers was their interest. And then their interest became, well, there's a firewall here. Well, how can I get behind that?
And I might be related to this joker.
Oh,
Graham Ivan Clark is the young man's name. He apparently began hacking, breaking into Twitter's network on May the 3rd, months before the high-profile hack. Between then and July 16th, May the 3rd to July 16th, he sold access to Twitter accounts to brokers who would then find buyers for them. Mr. Clark himself took over 17 high-profile accounts, including those of Bill Gates, Barack Obama, and Mr. Elon Musk, used them to make more than $100,000 promoting his Bitcoin scam. And this is all according to the Hillsborough County, Florida State Attorney Andrew Warren. This was not done on a whim. This was an organized, highly sophisticated attack and scam that took 2.5 months of planning and execution.
From a 17-year-old.
I mean, it's kind of like that scene from Anchorman. It's like, Baxter, you ate a whole wheel of cheese? I'm not mad. I'm impressed. Like, I mean, he needs to be held accountable, but that's... Somebody at the government's probably going to call this guy up, not to throw him in jail, but, hey, come work for us.
Yeah, that's what happened in the end, you bet.
Yeah, we'll lighten your sentence. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Curtis. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Curtis.
I just had to think about the previous caller talked about, you know, when was the last time we had lynching. And of course, we have the Equal Justice Initiative Museum, and otherwise known as the Lynching Museum.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure everybody knows that we have an interactive museum here, because every Friday we lynch babies just down the street in the home of civil rights, and it's usually between 7 and 9 black babies are lynched, aborted, whatever term you want to use, just right down the street every Friday. And of course, you don't see any news networks or Black Lives Matter or anybody else saying a word. But
there's actually a new Tommy Tuberville video out online. It's not a TV commercial, but part of the video shows a reporter kind of being how reporters can, obnoxious, up in Doug Jones' face, saying, "What do you think about banning abortion after 5 months? What do you think?" And then Doug Jones said, "Banning abortion? What a stupid question." So, the mentality out there is that it should be, whatever happened to safe, legal, and rare? You don't hear that often from the Democrats.
Of course not, because it's the number one plank in their platform is to keep abortion legal. And it's just so sad that Black Lives Matter do not care one bit about these babies. But we just got to keep speaking the truth. Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate it, Curtis.
Take care, Curtis.
272-9228. Let's go to... Oh, Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing, Red Top?
Joey, it's almost gone. My pile of dirt.
Whoa.
Wait, your topsoil?
My topsoil. I swear I worked on it all weekend.
How's your back?
Well, I didn't start till 9 at night because it's just too damn hot, but it looks like I got 9 yards, not 7.5, so...
Do your neighbors think you're out there burying a body at 9 at night playing with all that dirt?
Well, the police are passing by constantly waving at me, and I just keep wishing they'd stop and pick up the damn shovels, all I got to say. they got bigger fish to fry. But they do patrol the neighborhoods at night a lot. I was impressed.
Good, it's good.
Because I'm always up late anyway, because I'm an artist.
That's right.
Well, and I'm sure, Red Top, you, despite doing all that work, saw the big headlines over the weekend. I sometimes give New York Times headlines mostly to mock them, but this is a good one here. Breaking news. Astronauts in a SpaceX capsule have splashed down into the Gulf of Mexico. The first NASA water landing from space since 1975.
Thank you. I watched the whole thing. Took about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
For the splashdown and recovery, not on any network. I could not believe it.
I had to watch it on YouTube. That's the only place I could find it.
Yeah, and there's Space Lobster. There's all kind of places. But it was amazing how different it was than a NASA pickup. A regular U.S. military NASA pickup. In fact, did you see that deep-sea fishing boat?
Yeah.
Looked like it came within 20 feet of that damn capsule. I know that won't happen again.
Right.
But they shouldn't have let that happen. That could have been anybody in that boat.
Yeah, they settled right outside of Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah.
I know, man. And that is stunning. First landing in the Gulf of Mexico at all. And it goes to show you how different life is going to be with commercial space as opposed to military everything. And just everything they did about the capture of the capsule and all that is just perfect. He is certainly man of the century. And I am very surprised more than anybody getting hacked is Elon Musk. This little kid really slipped in the back door somewhere, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then some folks tried to explain some of Musk's latest tweets as, like, being a hack. Like, didn't he recently just tweeted out, pronouns suck.
Yeah.
And everybody went nuts. Like, a very obscure, vague, benign statement. And people are like, what do you mean? Are you transphobic like J.K. Rowling now? Like, everybody was reading into it. It was quite hilarious, actually.
You know, good point, Joey. That could have easily been a false statement. And, you know, still the Russians, Hacker University, St. Petersburg, Russia, is the center for hacking, and it is not called Hacker University for nothing.
Yeah.
They ain't messing around, and they're real damn good at it. So they're always going to be up to something. If you need to learn how to hack, just log on to Hacker University, St. Petersburg, Russia. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Hey, take care, Red Dot.
272-9228. Folks, this is part of the program brought to you by, well, the guy sitting across the desk from me, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Eddie, you got any new properties? What's on your mind today?
Well, today I thought I'd take it a little bit different direction, Joey.
Okay.
And I'd kind of talk to buyers and sellers, you know, and like for buyers. This weekend I met with some first-time home buyers. I love first-time home buyers, as everybody does, because they remind you of Bambi. They're like, we want to buy a house. And they're the cutest people ever. And they go, but we don't know what to do. And so these people are great because then I can put my arms around them and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. These are the steps we're going to make. And sure enough, you'll get about three or four steps in and they call you, oh, my God, what are we doing? We don't know if we want to do this.
You have things like the appraisal, the inspection.
Inspections, getting loans, yeah. Things like that, the appraisals. So things like that. And I really enjoy it. But buyers here in Montgomery right now, this is in Alabama and I think in just about any state, the rates are so low. I think they're the lowest rates in probably over 40 years. So as much as it's a seller's market, it's also a buyer's market because financing is so easy to get and so cheap. And if you can't find the house that you want, you can always buy land and build your dream home, and I can help people with that. But I also want to talk about sellers. Right now we are in a seller's market, and there are a few things that people need to realize to get your house sold quickly and for top dollar. Don't just put a sign in the yard. Don't just call your first realtor out of the phone book. Actually, take a realtor, bring a realtor to your house, interview a couple of them, and see who can do the best for you, whether it be marketing plan, or are they going to be honest and tell you some things like, hey, we need to do a few repairs on the house, or even do a home inspection beforehand. That way, when you go to sell your house, you know there's no little issues that are going to pop up and surprise you during the closing process, which can be incredibly stressful. So things like that, just little tips like that, that's why you need a realtor like us. Eddie Bader, myself, or my partner, Christy Kane, all of us available at the Goodson Group. You can call me personally at 322-0662, or you can call us at the office, 551-0225.
Yeah, I'll call him today, and be sure to tell Eddie Bader here when you call 322-0662 that you heard him here on the radio.
Yeah, I've been getting some good calls, Joey. In fact, I told you one the other day that I'm going to meet tomorrow, and I had never met this person before, but he said, well, I listen to you and Joey on the radio all the time. So that's it's good feeling, but it's also kind of nervous feeling. Because instantly I go, oh, crap, what'd I say?
Well, appreciate you being a sponsor, Eddie. Again, that's Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. We'll be back with more news and views from 9 till noon on the radio, one of Jack Campbell's favorite songs. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back then.
Really?
You know, you're all I got, and I'm starting to really question my life priorities because of that.
Well, you should, believe me.
We'll be right back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome. But for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at WindCreekCasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Hey, I'm playing this song for Jack Campbell, and he's nowhere to be found at the moment.
All right, question for you, Joey. Guy with a convertible. Ever had to top down?
Mm-hmm. Play like this song? No.
Dude, you're missing out. Some good times, man. Some good times.
272-9228 if you want to get on the program. 272-9228. Here comes Jack Campbell. Jack, how you doing? I was playing this song for you. Yeah.
Great song, Donna Summer, isn't it?
Yes,
indeed.
It is.
Indeed.
No, I was, I had a disaster in my kitchen.
Oh, no.
You let bugs in?
Yeah. Nothing to do with my dog except the cleanup efforts.
Oh,
I dropped a whole container of barbecue sauce on the floor. An entire container.
What are you doing with barbecue sauce at 10:30 in the morning?
Well, I was rearranging stuff in my refrigerator.
Okay.
And it slipped, and I have barbecue sauce. Looks like I've been shot.
So it's like Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah.
And Bugsy, it had a little pepper in it, so he goes over there and lap it up, and then he starts coughing. I'm like, oh, no. Anyway.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. Update on the latest stimulus talks. The headline from CNBC is White House and Dems agree on $1,200 checks, but deadlocked on unemployment assistance. And, of course, the Biden campaign is hitting Trump on this, that all the eviction waiver is gone now, and there's no more increased assistance. And you don't care, Mr. President. You just don't care.
Well,
you know, he's tired of people frauding the government.
Thank you, Jack.
Not trying to find a damn job.
Thank you.
Yes, apparently the familiar fault lines continue to separate the White House and congressional Democrats on the coronavirus stimulus package, the next one, a day after an extended meeting between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and administration officials, including Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Pelosi and Mnuchin both took to the airwaves yesterday, Sunday morning, to lay out their competing visions for the rescue bill. The key sticking point separating Democrats and Republicans continues to be the federal boost to unemployment assistance, which was set at $600 per week in March, but recently lapsed. While the White House has come out in favor of reducing the federal assistance to $200 a week, Democrats want to keep it right there at $600 a month.
For how long, Joey?
Or $600 a week. Well, in perpetuity, I suppose. Well, Pelosi told little Georgie Stephanopoulos Sunday that we've been for the $600. They have a $200 proposal, which does not meet the needs of America's working families. And it's a condescension, quite frankly, Pelosi said. They're saying they really don't need it. They're just staying home because they make more money at $600. Well, I've heard anecdotally from several people, that's exactly what's happening.
Exactly what they're doing. I mean, it's not that. That's not the. She acts like it isn't happening, and it is happening. It's happening all over.
It's rampant.
Right. Incentives matter. And then Mnuchin, who was on the same program with little Georgie Stephanopoulos, said there's obviously a need to support the workers, support the economy. On the other hand, we have to be careful about not piling on enormous amounts of debt. And he's right about that.
Let me tell you something. Ever since Lyndon Johnson, there's been this dependence on the federal government. And the way I look at it is the federal government should try to take care of people who absolutely cannot take care of themselves, like mentally ill people and people with physical disabilities and mental disabilities who can't get jobs. I'm all for the federal government taking care of those. The federal government is not there to protect those who won't help themselves. Right. And that's what a lot of these people are doing. They're staying home because they're not indecently uncomfortable with $600 a week. Is that tax-free money?
Yes, as of right
now.
Yeah.
As of right now, yes. But here's the kicker, Jack. You know, lots of us are showing up for work every day, and it's just kind of a spit in our face when, you know, somebody can stay home and make money just for staying home, but what about the people that are sucking it up and going to work every day? Give us a break on some taxes or something.
And the people who have employees who won't go back to work.
Right, we know
that. They're having to be the manager, the bookkeeper,
that's exactly
the check
right.
writer, and the person running the restaurant,
yep.
You know?
That's exactly right. And then they've got to go take time to hire somebody that's willing to come to work. Well, if I'm getting $600 a week just from the feds for not coming to work, not much incentive for me to go back to work. Especially if we don't know when this program's going to end.
Right.
Right.
Well, and we knew they would do this.
Oh, there's no doubt.
As soon as it expires, like, no, we got to extend it in perpetuity. It's very frustrating, and it will continue to hurt the economy, and it makes me wonder how many folks will just stay reliant on that.
You bet. You created a whole new section of people that want to stay on the government boob.
Yeah, but they have agreed, both the White House, Republicans in the Senate, and House Democrats, to the $1,200 checks that we got before. There's going to be another round of $1,200 checks.
See what that $1,200, what you might get 12, but what that $1,200 is really costing.
You know, maybe it should go to rent.
I'd love for some of that to go to rent.
Maybe it should, you know, be saved and, you know, used.
Well, a lot
wisely.
Of times, Joey, like in yourself, are you just signing it, the check, and sending them back and saying, here's the tax
That's
money?
How it worked out this year. Yeah. I mean,
what people need to do in order to get a check like that is that they have to fill out something to where the check needs to be sent, like to my landlord.
Right.
So it doesn't come to me, so I go spend it all and then still can't pay the landlord.
Yeah, that's what's frustrating to me is I wonder, there has to be an element of personal responsibility to all of this. Now, these are, times where it isn't everybody's, fault that we're in the middle of a pandemic. If anybody's fault, it's the Chinese government, Communist Party's fault.
I can't sit around saying, this is not my fault. You got to do something.
Yeah, you figure something out. It's how you respond to events and things outside of your control.
I talked to my buddy in Jamaica. I was like, what's going on there? It's a total tourist destination there. How are you guys making any money? He said, suddenly the people that were behind the desk are farmers today.
Right.
Because they got to do what it takes to put food on the table.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to this Blair.
Blair, I believe.
Hey, Blair.
Hey, first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
All right, welcome.
Long-time listener, Jack and y'all informed me so much. I've never met y'all, but Jack has such experience, and I just love it when y'all interact. And I know somebody complained because you didn't take a call one time, but you learn more listening than you do talking. I want to say something that I hope will educate some people. Not only do they get the $600, they get the $295, but now that $600 was supposed to have stopped last week. It ran out the end of August.
Right.
And I have a complaint. I'm sitting over here on Coliseum Boulevard at Regions Bank in the drive-thru, and I bet there are 20 cars in line. There's three lanes open. And one teller in the drive-thru, and I'm my son's a state employee, and I went down to Regions downtown near the Capitol, and it's closed temporarily. And so I'm sitting in line, and they won't let you come in and have a teller 6 feet apart and make you stand 6 feet apart. If you can go to Walmart, you should be able to go to the bank. Banking is essential business. You can't do everything.
The only problem with that, Blair, is somebody could come in with a mask and have a pistol in their pocket also.
Jack, I didn't think of that. You're too damn smart, Jack.
He's too damn something.
I was trying to solve a problem, and now you've just nipped it in the bud. Barney Fife, I'm trying to make somebody.
I am that.
Okay. Well, listen, I love y'all. I listen to Dan. I learn so much from y'all. And I enjoy Greg and them, but they interact a lot. You know, theirs is more like clowning around.
Sure.
But y'all educate me, and I love it. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Blair.
Thank you, Blair.
Thank you for calling.
Keep listening, hon.
272-9228. Again, folks, this hour, News and Views, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. You owe it to yourself to see how much money you could be saving with Alabama Home Mortgage by just giving Kim Williams a call there, 567-4223. Grab your mortgage statement today and give them a call before you call some 1-800-LENDER or big box store, bank, credit union, or use some fancy pants app. No, go with a great local choice who cannot be beat on pricing. Alabama Home Mortgage is a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. Never in their history have they been beat on pricing around the state of Alabama. So that's quite something. Very much. You could be saving a lot of money over the course of a year by refinancing. And Kim Williams guarantees if you're currently sitting on a mortgage at 4% or more, she's guaranteed to save you money.
We'll save you money.
But even lower than that, she can save you money. So call them today, 567-4223, and take advantage of a refinance. You can skip one payment, maybe two, get a lower rate. There's all sorts of options there at Alabama Home Mortgage, and they can walk you through it for your particular mortgage. Also, if you are renting right now and you dream of buying, Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to go to walk you through that home buying process. All starts with a pre-approval letter, help you understand how much you can afford, and people who are selling will take you more seriously in a negotiation.
Very much so.
You know, Jack, there really is a difference in mortgage lenders, is there?
There absolutely is a difference.
There really is. Whether you're a veteran, first responder, Alabama Home Mortgage has special deals for you, so y'all take advantage of it. Again, that number for Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Jack, when we come back, I got something to tell you that's going to tick you off.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
No problem. Thought I'd give you a heads up.
You're going to love this one. It's now official, something you suspected, but we'll be right back. In the meantime,
hold on to your butts.
They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant. Whoa, I was so surprised and shocked, and I wondered too. If by chance you heard it for yourself, I never told the soldiers.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As that storm Eceus moves up the East Coast, the net effects for us on the dry side of the storms, few, if any, thunderstorms around. Today, look for a high temperature around 93. A stray isolated thunderstorm is possible somewhere, I guess, but there will be lots of sunshine. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, low to mid-90s both days. Rain chances not quite zero, but close. And then isolated showers possible on Thursday and Friday, but I wouldn't bet the farm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. I think Jack Campbell's cleaning up that barbecue
sauce. Yeah, he's
still
going after that sauce.
So we'll hold off on the news that's going to tick him off. But listen to this. This is from Ben Smith at the New York Times. I think Ben Smith, formerly the editor of BuzzFeed. You know, all these questions surrounding what happens if the election's too close to call, or if we, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, it takes weeks to get all these right. mail-in ballots in order. Well, conveniently, writes Ben Smith, a group of former top government officials called the Transition Integrity Project.
Boy, it already makes me nervous.
Yeah, from the folks who foisted on us the whole Russian collusion scam. How about not messing with the transition again? But the Transition Integrity Project actually war-gamed four possible scenarios.
Really? Okay.
Including one that doesn't look that different from 2016. A big popular win for Mr. Biden and a narrow Electoral College defeat, presumably reached after weeks of counting the votes in Pennsylvania. For their war game, these folks cast John Podesta, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, in the role of Mr. Biden. They expected him, when the votes came in, to concede, just as Mrs. Clinton had. But Mr. Podesta, playing the role of Mr. Biden in this war game, shocked the organizers by saying he felt his party wouldn't let him concede. Alleging voter suppression, he persuaded the governors of Wisconsin and Michigan to send pro-Biden electors to the Electoral College. In that scenario, California, Oregon, and Washington then threatened to secede from the Union if Mr. Trump took office as planned. The House named Mr. Biden president, the Senate and White House stuck with Mr. Trump. At that point in the scenario, the nation stopped looking at the media for cues and waited to see what the military would do.
Mm.
Sounds like a fantasy to me, but if that actually ends up being reality...
Sounds like a banana republic.
God help us. Oh, Jack is back. Here, Eddie, let's share with Jack our local news that I'm sure he knew was coming, but it's now official.
He somewhat predicted, Jack, as you predicted, the property tax increase for the Montgomery Public Schools will be on the November ballot.
Of course it will.
Now official.
Yeah. Now, Jack, since we talked about this, do you think citizens of Montgomery are going to be behind this?
No.
I agree with
you. Not your rank and file guy.
I agree with you. For many reasons, for everything from the money that got stolen that we still don't know nothing about, to the name changing of schools, not because of this, the changes themselves, but the indecision and indecisiveness.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see where that goes. But that's, I mean, you just got out of intervention. We just had this audit. It's not like it's a crazy amount of money coming out of each property owner compared to, say, other states.
It's not. It's the use of the money.
It's the use of the money, exactly. What will actually be done with the extra, say, $30 million to improve outcomes. And
we don't have a plan for that, right, Joe?
Yeah. More professional development. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So we're sending more people to lectures and training out of state, that kind of thing. I just don't see it, man.
Well, I think we should just flip the whole script. Instead of teachers being able to sit out and say, we're not going back to school unless you meet our demands, I wish the shoe was on the other foot where parents could say, we're not sending our kids to your school unless you meet our demands.
Very good point.
That would be nice.
And here in Alabama, you'd be breaking the law, but that's a dang good point.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to John D. Hey, John.
Hey,
guys.
How you doing, John?
How you doing?
Doing all right.
Hey, Darren. Doing great. Hey, just a little story for you. I found a book last night. I didn't really ever consider it in its proper context. The 1948 presidential election. You're talking about presidential elections. And, you know, that was fascinating, you know, right? Harry Truman wins in an upset.
Dewey defeats Truman.
Running. Yeah. He's got liberals running on one side of the Democratic Party. The conservative Democrats are on another with Strom Thurmond. And you're thinking, right, you're going to split your vote? Not one, not three ways. How are you going to win? Well, if Dwight Eisenhower had run and he was considering it in 1948, everybody will tell you, I think the guy would have won, right? He won 4 years later in a smashing landslide. And Truman, Harry Truman said famously, you know, Ike, if you want to run, I'll step in.
Right.
Eisenhower was writing his memoirs, all right? The tax rate on the highest income in 1948 was like 81% income tax. Old Ike got a check from Doubleday Publishers for about $600,000 for his memoirs. And guess what Harry Truman's IRS department did? They said, you know, Ike, I tell you what, we're not going to treat this as income. We're going to treat it like a capital gain. The tax, right. It saved him about $440,000 in income tax.
Wow.
Yeah. And guess what? A few weeks later, he announces, I'm not running for president.
Mm-hmm.
You see how it works?
Yeah.
You know, but I will tell you one thing, and this may be just one little lesson for what we're fixing to go through or endure in November. And by the way, those stories, Joey, you were just talking about, hey, you don't think that can happen? These people are crazy.
It could, but
they've lost their
minds. Yeah.
They're not going to give up. But here's the thing. I just talked about Truman, you know. The liberals in his party deserted him for Henry Wallace, who was basically almost a communist. And the conservative Southerners deserted him for Strom Thurmond. But you know what it did? It made the people that remained in the Democratic Party committed, and they would crawl. The ones that were left were willing to crawl through the broken glass to reelect their president. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does, actually.
So he doesn't face as big a... Go ahead.
You're not pessimistic about November.
Oh, I am. I mean, unless something dramatic happens, I could see... I'll put it to you this way. I think Trump has a sense. He keeps doing things to undermine himself, and the media hates him. But I will say this. I can see a scenario where this election is over by 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. And that's when they call North Carolina and Florida for Biden, if they do. It's over. It's done. Now, other than Portland, I don't think there'll be any riots. I mean, they're going to have a riot for anything, right?
Right.
I mean, didn't they win the NBA championship 1 year and about burn the town down, okay? Yeah. It's what they do. But, Jack, yeah, I'm very, very pessimistic. It's kind of like, I put it this way. It's like, to me, this election is just like the Iron Bowl, all right? And the Democrats electorally are Nick Saban and the University of Alabama. It's their field. They dominate, okay? They have the media is for them. And the Republicans are like Auburn, yeah? Lightning strikes. But when you think about the elections that we have won, other than President Reagan, they've basically been, and Bush, they were all-nighters, you know?
Right.
The next day, one of them was 30 days, right?
Well, luckily this time the Republicans have Tommy Tuberville on the ticket, so maybe the streak will continue based on that analogy. I got to run, John D.
Right.
Good call.
Take care, John D.
All right, guys. See you.
More news and views when we come back. Flower Child, hold your position. Last break of the second hour. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
I gotta have faith.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow. Don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you are a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or a why.
You got 8 people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere, and it was just a real shock.
more plus years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, closing out the second hour. This hour of News and Views, again, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. That's the number Flower Child called. Hey, Flower Child.
Good morning, guys. Good
morning.
Is Jack there, or did he disappear?
He disappeared. He'll be back.
He cleaned up some sauce.
Is he avoiding me?
No, he didn't know you were about to hop on. So
he's cleaning up the sauce.
Okay. Joey, I just read something in Yellowhammer about a professor at Auburn.
Yep.
Jesse Goldberg.
Oh, is this the one who said F all cops?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You can't say War Eagle?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want every Auburn parent or student to do something about this guy. Do not let him infiltrate Auburn.
I agree.
This is where it starts at with our young people. This guy's Twitter bio reads Black Studies, Critical Prison Studies, Queer Theory, American Literature, and Abolitionist. And I think his definition of abolition is not so much the abolition of prisons, but the abolition of society that could have prisons, that could have slavery.
Mm-hmm.
On and on and on again. Do not let this man teach your children anything, in my opinion.
The group of individuals that hired him, they really should sit down with themselves and say, you know, we need to fire ourselves right now. If this is the best we can bring to this beautiful university.
I mean, this is 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Yellowhammer, if anybody wants to read it. And then I wanted to comment a little bit on, you were talking about Twitter earlier. Do you know that Prince Alawite owns 34% of Twitter's shares?
This is the one of the Saudi family, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he's the one that paid for Obama's tuition at Harvard.
Hmm.
I did not know that part.
Yes. Because, I mean, they've got a good prince over there that SMB now, but this is one of the bad princes, this Al Weedy guy, and there's no telling what else he owns. Now, this is Q saying this, but Q said the Drudge report was sold, and the non-disclosure won't be revealed what foreign entity